Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. There's a kind of place you don't always find in the tourism guidebooks about Indiana, the Country Tavern. They're not on the official maps of places to go. They're usually not on the tour when family comes to visit for the holidays. But they have their place in the everyday lives of everyday people. And there's one in northern Henry County, maybe 20 minutes from the south side of Muncie, in the tiny town of Mount Summit on U.S. 36. Ball State folks and the occasional football coach find it a handy getaway. It is Sparky's Doghouse, and now it's the subject of a new book by John Carlson of the Muncie Star Press. Carlson wrote a couple of stories about the doghouse for his restaurant column, and then decided there was something more to the place.
You know, I had been introduced to Sparky's by doing work for the newspaper. I do a Chowhound column, and it's about area restaurants and eateries and bars, and someone said they had a great ham sandwich here. So we came down, did a Chowhound, I met Spark. We kind of hit it off, but you know, I think everybody hits it off with Spark. But you know, I didn't become a regular then, but I came down occasionally. My wife enjoyed coming down with me, and just like I think in January, we came on down, had lunch. Spark came over to our table and started talking Sparkyisms, you know, and he's such an entertaining guy to speak with. And finally got back in the car, headed back to Muncie, and I thought, my golly, you know, I'd been looking for a project. And I thought, a nonfiction project. I said, well, that probably has a story there at the bar, at Sparky's. And I came on back, asked Sparky if I could do it. He thought about it for half a second and said, sure. And so that's how it got launched.
In a time when there are so many chain places and fewer, it seems, fewer local places, mm-hmm. joints like this are attractive to people.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a Luddite if there ever was one. And to me, I mean, this is just, it's a down home. It's old fashioned, like Spark says. You know, you look around here, there's not even a jukebox. I mean, they got a TV, that's like the height of technology around here. You know, and it's just, it's laid back. And what attracts people here, it's the people, you know, it's the people.
There are the farmers who come here, mm-hmm. and Sparky says people with the grease under their fingernails. Mm-hmm.
Like he notes, you know, you can get a house built in here just about any lunch hour. If you look around, there'll be skilled tradesmen all over the place. You know, people who do things with their hands, who make things, know how to make things, which is really, really special.
And yet there are also folks from Ball State.
There's guys from Ball State, you know, that love it. Very nice guys. Very, very nice guys. And everybody here just kind of blends in. And, you know, you don't come in here and act all hoity or anything. You got to be a down-home guy or gal, and this place will welcome you.
So there are places all over, there are country taverns all over the place. Mm-hmm. Not that you've seen them all, but no. What is it that makes this one special?
You know, it would have to be Spark. I mean, he's a character. Interesting guy, and he seems to attract interesting people in here. You know, it's everybody's got a story, and some of them are darn good stories.
What's Sparky like?
Nice guy. Number one, nice guy. He can convey, not hardness, but he can convey a sense of, you know, being a little bit of a wilder and stuff. But everyone you talk to says he's got a heart of gold. And the little stories you hear, some of which are in the book, go to confirm that. Just a nice guy and a funny guy and a guy with a million stories.
Kind of set the scene. Mount Summit is 20 minutes south of Muncie?
Yeah, you know, from the southern part of the city.
What's this place like? I mean, you could drive by this and not realize there's anything special here.
Well, you know, I mean, if I was driving by, my first thought would be dive bar, which is fine. But I know so many people and friends of mine from Muncie who do not live here, who come on down, that they're absolutely fans of this place. And people that you would not normally think of, I mean, professors, teachers, financial managers, bankers, but they just come in here and they feel something that's warm, a little different. Never seen any trouble in here. Everybody is friendly, minds their own business, and I don't know, it just seems like a special place.
By the way, you put this together by sitting down and talking with them over a period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Spark a lot. I had really just one purple notebook, and I started filling it in, and Sparky would offer me people to interview, give me their phone numbers, and between the two of them, it all just worked out well. By the time I was ready to quit, I was on the last page of that notebook, and so, you know, the whole thing was right there. I would write down these little sayings he had, you know, and stories he told and everything else. And finally, I quit bringing that book here because I had finished it, you know, and I'd set it out. And sure enough, I mean, as soon as I sat at the bar, that day, Spark would come up with like six different things that were funnier than heck, you know, profound in their own way. And I would think, why the heck don't I have that notebook here, you know? But at that point, it was just too late. So, you know, this place could deal with a sequel, I think.
John Carlson, reporter and columnist for the Muncie Star Press, talking about Sparky's Doghouse, a country tavern, and the place's owner for 40 years. The book is called Tales from Sparky's Doghouse, Stories of a Man, Some Ham, and a Great Little Bar, available at Amazon. Tales here is spelled like the tale of a dog. John had some help. The foreword was written by former Governor Mitch Daniels, a fan of the place.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
We like local joints with character around here. That's the sort of a stock and trade for a radio magazine show. So we've been to the Lemon Drop in Anderson, Bongi's Tavern in Perkinsville, and Paula's 9th Street Cafe in Marion, among other places. In a different category, the old-style country burger and beer joint is Sparky's Doghouse in Mount Summit. Mount Summit is on U.S. 36, about 20 miles south of Muncie, population 320. John Carlson of the Muncie Star Press has written a book about the tavern, and especially its owner, Sparky Harris, a former Butler basketball player who runs what amounts to a regional social center.
You mentioned you never know who's going to walk through the door.
Oh, the governor of Indiana made four or five visits here, Mitch Daniels. He really loved this place. We fed him good, you know, and he'd ride his motorcycle over here on Saturdays. He could wear his blue jeans and bring his buddies, you know, and they'd sit around and have some bluegill, whatever's on the menu that day, and drink him a Coke or something and shoot the breeze with all the customers. And he had a wonderful time. And he's not, we've had all kinds of celebrities that come in here. One of the really interesting things is that at one time, all the 500-mile race drivers would be on their way from Indianapolis over to Winchester to the racetrack over there. And this was about the point where they'd stop and get a six-pack. You know, have a beer, give them a six-pack, because it's more than a beer ride to Winchester. And Johnny Rutherford and Al Unser, and just all kind of Art Pollard, Lloyd Ruby. We had all of them come in here, sit down, and for the most part, nobody would ever say anything to them. They could come in here and sit down at the table by themselves. We all knew who they were, but just didn't bother to say anything to them, you know, and they, I suppose, enjoyed that, but they always said that that's where they were going to Winchester, to the racetrack, when they weren't qualified. A lot of the wrestlers, Dick the Bruiser, Angelo Poffo, my God, the old school World Wrestling Federation, whatever they are, they'd have a wrestling match down here at the Armory in Newcastle. On the way back to Indianapolis, they'd stop by here and have them a sandwich and a beer before they went back home and divvy up the money and do whatever they're supposed to do. We'd see them. I've had a playmate centerfold playgirl in here eat breakfast with us one morning. Uh, countless others that probably don't want me to mention their name if they were in here. Brady Hoke, that coached football at Ball State. This is one of his favorite places. He'd come down, we'd make him a moose burger, which was a double steak sandwich, you know, a pound of meat on it. He'd eat like that. He'd make that into just like an appetizer. He could eat, buddy. He liked French fries and beer. But it was a real, he was a good guy. Great, friendly guy. Talked to everybody and had a good time. Him and his buddies would come down here once in a while. I'm sure they were doing it because that way nobody around Ball State would have known where they were at or what they were doing. It was kind of the privacy that they enjoyed. Several others over the years. I'd be taxed to name off all of them, but just a whole lot of people stopping here.
How about in the wintertime? You know, I'm imagining a snowy night. This is a place.
This is a sanctuary. Yeah, getting snowed in at the doghouse is kind of like a rite of passage. You know, once you've done that, you're one of us now. You know, yeah, there's nothing any better than on a Friday night, a nice blizzard come through, you know, and then that parking lot gets full. Tell your old lady, well, couldn't get away. We snowed in. I'd stay there all night. You know? And the bartenders, you know, finally their nerves will wear out after a while, run them off. But yeah, getting snowed in here is a real treat. Or in the summertime, early in the morning, it depends on what time of day it rains. If it rains about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be dead all morning. You're not going to have anything. But if it waits till about 9 o'clock before it rains, then they've already got up, went to work, got rained out. Now they're not going back home. They're going to stay there all day. And Friday's the best day because that's the day they get their paycheck. Now they're rained out. They ain't about to go home. So they sit in here and play pool and drink beer all day. And we have a real good rainy Friday in the summertime. All our brick masons and plumbers and plasterers, they come in. They have a real big time then. It gets kind of loud and you have a good time. That's what it's for.
Places like this, they're characters. I mean, there are people that you probably can't forget just over the years.
Some of the most memorable people in the world were regular customers that I've had in here. And I've mentioned it in the book that John wrote about, but Barney Black, he was an old boy, worked at Warner Gear in Muncie, and he retired like in 1957. And he was the most perfect retired man I've ever seen. He had snow white hair, beer belly on him, you know, and wore thick glasses, but he was just so much fun. I had such a good time. And if you needed somebody to go somewhere with you, all you had to do is say, Barney, want to go with me? And it didn't make any difference where. Yeah, might as well. Let's go. Where's the beer? You know, and so you had a drinking buddy for the rest of the afternoon. And over the years, you just can't imagine all the ones that come in here, the most unique personalities you've ever seen in your life. And they felt like this was home to them. We've still got some of them, you know, that take offense. They think this place is theirs. And they come in, and if somebody does something that they know is not quite right, they tell them about it. If you don't get your car parked right out front, you're liable to get told about it. Hey, that's not the way we do it here. Yeah. Of a morning, on Saturday mornings, I come in here, open up at 7:30, and we have free breakfast on Saturday morning at about 8:30. And I just fix so much, and whatever that's gone, it's gone. But when you open that back door, it looks like a dairy herd coming in. If you've ever been around a dairy barn, you know, the cows know when it's milking time. You open that back door and about eight of them all file in. They all know where they're supposed to go. One of them gets the paper, the other makes the coffee. You know, they straighten up the ashtrays. Everybody gets everything all set, you know, just, and they never say a word. And then when they get all that done, then they start talking, you know. But they know the job. I don't know who trained them to do that, but they just done it themselves. But they do it. And it's amazing to watch.
What did you think of John's book?
I thought it was excellent. It was just the right kind of reading material. It was just the right length. It was done in a fashion that everybody who comes in here could understand every word in it, and most of them knew who we were talking about. They took a lot of pride in the fact that their tavern had been mentioned in a book. You know, that's really a feather in everybody's cap around here.
Did you, when he was here, was he working on it? Did you know that he was?
He'd come, he'd call me and tell me whenever he's coming down. We'd sat down just like you and I are right now for about 2 hours, once a week, twice a week. And we got her made, and that's about what happened. I talked to him and told him about my experience here in Mount Summit. He wrote it down. That's how we came up with the book. So.
It came out the way you said it.
Yeah, it was just exactly almost. I probably cleaned up the language a little bit, but you have to do that. He did an excellent job of that, too.
Sparky Harris of Sparky's Doghouse, lead character in a new book by John Carlson of the Muncie Star Press. Coming up, what you learn from 40 years running a country place like this.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
We don't usually turn to our tavern owners on matters of philosophy, settling the great questions of the age, but if you take a reasonably smart, gregarious person, put them in charge of a local landmark for 40 years, one that happens to sell a lot of beer, don't be surprised if they learn a few things along the way. That's what we found out the other day in a visit with the owner of Sparky's Doghouse in Mount Summit.
Human nature has stayed the same for centuries. People will congregate someplace where they have the ability to predict what's going to happen. When they can't predict, their anxiety level goes up. And like I said before, you cannot duplicate camaraderie. You know, when you know your old drinking buddy from high school is going to be down there having a Budweiser, you really don't care whether it's Budweiser or Stroh's or whatever. You're going to be having a beer and talking to your buddy. And that's something that no amount of technology can ever replace. There's something about being with friends in a friendly atmosphere that you can't duplicate. You know, we provide that. You sit here all day and watch. Very, very few strangers come in here. And he's only a stranger in here if he's wearing a tie. You know, if he comes in and he don't have on a pair of blue jeans and a flannel shirt and got a little axle grease on him, why, you know right away that he's probably not one of us. But he gets treated a little different. But if he sits here long enough and talks and becomes friends with him, then he's not a stranger here very long. And the next thing you know, when he walks in the door, somebody will remember his name, talk to him. They'll remember what he buy him a drink or something, you know. And that's something that makes this place so special, because about everybody that comes in here because they know somebody's in here. It's going to be one of their buddies. These good old farmers, painters and plasterers, carpenters and all, they share pretty much a common bond. They're working for a living. They get a paycheck. And they don't have to watch the stock market to see how wealthy they are. They can just kind of look in their pocketbook. And they're more easy to get along with. They're not expecting a whole lot. All they want is a beer and a hamburger and a little friendship. And we provide that. And for the most part, that's work. That's the secret to the whole thing, is treat people like you want to be treated. And in Midwestern Indiana, East Central Indiana, there's a kind of a way of life that stands out here in this tavern that a stranger can tell when he walks in the door, that there's camaraderie, there's an ease, there's an air about it that's friendly. That's what they're looking for.
40 years of running a business in a small town.
Oh.
Enough to write a book, I guess.
Obviously write a book. Some of the little subtle things that you notice changes about in the tavern business is money. Years and years ago, we always had the problem with the return to check. You know, a guy gets about half screwed up, writes a check for $10 or $15, $20, and it bounces. Now then, you got to go get him to chase down, which is aggravating, but we never got burnt too bad. But anymore, we're fast becoming a cashless society. People use their credit and debit cards in here. I wouldn't take them for years because I didn't want to have to lose the money for the fees. But I soon found out that I was the one losing money. If you look and deal with enough people for long enough, one at a time, you'll find them to be interesting some way.
Everybody is.
Everybody is. And you stand back here and you let him have a few beers, loosen up, and start talking to him, tell you about what he does, where he's from, what he's seen. Salem Shively was a fellow who came in here. He was a really eccentric. I mean, he was the most intelligent man I've ever known, the smartest guy in the world. And He was a journalism student at IU when he was 16. He graduated from high school when he was 13. And he came in here every morning and eat breakfast. And like I say, I was a rookie. I had never run a business. Didn't really know where to start. I just knew you better get up and come to work every day. So I did. And he was sitting here every morning and he eat breakfast. And I could ask him. He and I got to be real good friends. And he mentored me in a way. You know, he told me, he said, if you never remember anything else, just let those other guys be president and vice president. You be the secretary of treasury. You get first count on the money. That's important. To this very day, I still remember him telling me that, and he was right.
What's that mean?
That means it's meant so much to me in my life. Only my checkbook could tell it. You know, he taught me the right way, how to make money, how to save money, how to make decisions about it. He was a wealthy, wealthy man, but a very sharing man. He was willing to take a 24-year-old kid. You know, all I was doing was serving him breakfast every morning, but he told me how to do things and why you did things. He didn't just say, do it my way and you'll be all right. He'd take the time to tell you why it happened that way and his experiences. And I've always appreciated what Salem done for me, and I still remember him to this very day.
What's the big thing that you'd tell a 24-year-old just starting out today?
When you're 24 years old, you got time on your side. You can afford to make a few mistakes. So go ahead and try it and make a mistake now and then. Ram your head against the wall. I did, and it hurt, but I bounced back. And now then that I'm 64 years old, can't afford to make very many mistakes. Ain't got that much time left. But when you're 24, shouldn't ever run and hide. Get out there and try.
How much more time you got?
I think about that. I just can't imagine not doing this. I don't do a whole lot in here now as it is. I'm here every day, 6 days a week. But in the afternoons, I take off and do whatever I want to do. And sitting around is just, and not having anything to do is not, and if you're going to do anything, you might as well do something you like.
Sparky Harris, modest man, owner of a modest bar in a modest town, Mount Summit, south of Muncie. But there's more to the place and more to the owner than you might think. And that is the subject of a new book from John Carlson of the Muncie Star Press, Tales from Sparky's Doghouse, available at Amazon. A book signing is scheduled for the Doghouse on December 6th. And that, fellow searchers of the out-of-the-way joints, is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beauty Rest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.